You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Erin Waller. Now, this phenomenal woman of God has created BFW Woman. It's a Christian mentor. She's an author. She's a speaker, a teacher, and she is divinely guided. So in 2012, she created the brand BFW Woman to help others create a personal vision inspired by Christ, design powerful lives, and live a rich life that is directed by God. Now, as if that's not enough, she has over 160K YouVersion Bible app subscribers and over 200K downloads of her podcast. And I Am Beautiful, Wild, and Free. Erin has touched thousands and thousands of women's lives. So it's an honor to have her here. It's a joy. And I'm really excited to get this conversation going. So with no further ado, Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. And thank you to everyone for just being in the audience and being open and receptive to the conversation today.
Yes, absolutely. And I love getting into your why story, and we will in a second, but I want to know the name Beautiful, Wild, Free. You really don't see those coined together. How did you come with it?
Yeah, so it's an interesting story, and it does kind of tie into the origin story of this entire movement, is what I call it, our Manifest Her Daily movement. And it really started for me back in 2012. I was in my first marriage to my college sweetheart, and things were kind of falling apart. And we knew that we were in a very tough area and had been in a tough area for a while. I walked into the house one night with my baby girl on my hip, and the lights were off. So I could hear my heels kind of clicking against the tile floor a little bit more loudly than they typically would. And I turned on the lights and everything was gone in the house. He had moved out. He had taken everything. And I literally fell onto the floor with my baby girl. I had a diaper bag on my arm so I could pull out a blanket and lay her on it. And I cried. I cried until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I've had a relationship with God, and I thought I checked all the right boxes. I went to school. I followed the rules. I got my MBA. I had a good paying job. I got married, and then I had kids. So I thought that the boxes were being checked. And for a while, I had felt very distant, which I think a lot of people feel that way. Sometimes you feel distant from God. You don't really know why it seems like your prayers aren't getting through or things aren't really working out. And you look at your life and you're like, why is this not going my way? Why is all of this happening to me? And that's the place that I was in. And in that moment, when I ran out of tears around 2 o'clock in the morning, I felt God's presence come in the room like I had never felt it before. It felt like a warm blanket just wrapping me up. It was unmistakable for me, that experience. And I saw eyes of fire, and I heard God say, if you allow me to heal you, I will make you beautiful, wild, and free again. And I didn't believe a word of it. And I said, God, I don't really know, but wherever you have for me is better than where I am right now. What do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to sit in my presence every day, and I will tell you what it is that you need to know. And I had never had this experience before, and I now understand that it was a love encounter with God. And so I personally am BWF woman. I'm the beautiful, wild, free woman that God said that I would be. And my business, the movement that I foster and that I shepherd, that I'm so honored and pleased to do so, is called Manifest Her Daily. So I help women to show up. That's what manifest means. So you're manifesting her. Who is her? That's you, the very best version of you every day. Why do we say that? Because a lot of people are like, oh, you use manifest. Isn't that a new age term? Well, my answer to that is that Jesus was the first to manifest. Jesus was the first to show up. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? Was God. So Jesus was the first to manifest. He already did his work. So it's time for us to do ours. And that's what our movement is about.
It gives me chills. Your story gives me chills because I'm a mother now. I cannot imagine walking into that house empty and my daughter and I, like, the thoughts that would have gone through your mind. So did you at that moment see that, you know, Erin would be named the 2020 Boss Woman Media, or be part of the 2021 Essence Wellness House? Like, did you at that moment? It's very hard to see, to connect the dots, but it's easier to connect them looking backwards. But at that moment, could you have seen that?
Could not have seen it. Could not believe that I would ever be married again. Absolutely did not believe it. Didn't believe that there was even a future for me. I got to a point through that divorce where I lost all hope. I considered not even living any longer. So it got extremely dark. It got extremely depressing. So I walked through what I now understand was the valley of the shadow of death. I walked through that, but God was with me the entire time. So it created and carved out an empathy for me and my heart for women who also are doing the same. Whether that's because of a relationship that failed, a divorce, a health issue, maybe not being able to have children and your heart really yearns to be able to have children. It could be a financial issue. There are a lot of things that we deal with in this world because we are not of this world. We're just in it. So we're going to deal with the difficulties of life, but there's a certain way that God wants us to move through these challenges, and it's with our eyes on Him. So what we do in our community is, and everyone knows this mantra, we keep Christ in the center, because that is the best way to show up daily.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Now, I grew up in church as well, and a lot of people would not use the word manifest. Okay, so you know, you're shaking your head because it's almost like taboo. You can't be spiritual. And I know a lot of people who are all about God, but they frown upon this other side, this other world, which you've tapped in so beautifully. And I want to hear about that, because it would be nice to finally tie the two together, because it's so much more powerful when you do so.
Yeah. I think the enemy has made great grounds in taking things that belong to us as joint heirs with Christ, because that's who we are. We are believers. The Word of God says that you are a joint heir with Christ. So the enemy doesn't like that. And I think that he's made great grounds by manipulating us through culture and through movement and just through the world and taking things that belong to the children of God. And some of what he's taken are just the ways that God has described even himself. Again, I mentioned in John 1:1, where it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So what does the word manifest mean? Not what New Age has caused it to mean, not what the enemy has caused us to believe that it means. It's just a word. What does it mean? If you Google it, it means to show up. So when you get to work, you just manifested. You showed up. So I think the correlation with manifestation as magic is not the definition of the word. Manifest is a verb that just simply means to show up. So Christ showed up in the beginning. he was the first to manifest. So if New Age beliefs came along thousands of years later to claim that word that didn't belong to them, which they had no right to, why should I, as a joint heir with Christ, allow them to keep that territory? Not just with that one word, but with everything that the enemy has stolen, because we're not here to play games with the enemy. The Bible says that the kingdom suffers violence and the violent take it by force. So we are here with a plan and a purpose. We are here to work. We are here to be not amongst ourselves, but to go out into the community the way that Jesus did, and to be amongst people who don't know anything about him, and to be able to share that light. And the way that we do is through sharing his love. And so that's what our goal is. And I'm just not going to subscribe to the mentality that just because a certain group took something and redefined it, that I can't take it back and restore it to its proper definition.
Well put. And manifest her is her showing up, essentially. Who is this woman you want? Who is this woman you want to become? It's not who you are. And you gotta bring in this new, restored, transformed, renewal of the mind, all that fits in, because that's the work that has to be done to manifest her.
Well, it is actually just you showing up as you are. That's all it is. It's manifesting her, manifest her. So who is her? That's you. You show up every day, because when you're walking through depression, when you're walking through sadness, when you're walking just through the difficulties of life, maybe everything is going well, but things aren't going as well as you want them to. It takes a lot of energy just to show up for your life. You know, we have all these jokes, you know, in popular culture right now that say, you know, I'm just trying to drink my water and mind my business. I'm just trying to keep my edges, you know, laid and not snatched. You know, we're trying to balance being moms and wives and having a job. And then maybe you have a side business, and maybe you are trying to save for retirement, and you're just trying to get in, you know, some water every single day. It's hard, you know, it's hard to do that. So what you need to do is to show up with Christ in the center. He's going to handle the rest. He's going to show you every day what needs to be done, what doesn't need to be done, what you need to avoid, what you need to take advantage of. I think that, you know, we kind of forget sometimes that God says that we have both the written word and we have his rhema word. His rhema word is his now word. And so what I teach in the community is that you need to listen, which is meditation, Christian meditation, Joshua 1:8, which says, I'm going to meditate on the word day and night. The Bible says that. That's another one of those words that we have to take back. The Bible says to meditate on his word day and night. So at what point am I not meditating on his word? Never. Because I'm supposed to do it day and night. So in order to listen to God, I'm meditating on his word. I'm thinking about scripture. I'm asking God, what is it that you want me to know? I'm receiving his instruction through the divine impartation of the Holy Spirit. And then I pray, which is talking to God. So I listen to God and I talk to God. That sounds like a relationship to me. It sounds like I'm in relationship with you. It's hard to be in relationship with someone who monopolizes the conversation and all they do is talk. Yeah. You got to listen at some point.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so it's that dichotomy of listening and talking. But I was going to ask you, how do you do it daily? And I know you have to manifest her daily, and then that's a journal. It's like, how do you quiet the mind? How do you get in that space of receiving? Because it's noisy out here.
Okay? It is noisy.
Social media makes it very noisy, and it's hard to get busy and being a mom, being an entrepreneur, being a wife, being all those things you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And so walk us through how would one quiet the mind and get to that space so they can hear God, so they can stay in the presence daily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that we are always supposed to be in a state where we are seeking God and connected to God. But in terms of an intentional practice, what I think and what has worked for me and what God used to restore me, he told me, I want you to come sit in my presence. I want you to write down what I'm going to tell you. Sometimes it would just be one word, love. Sometimes it would be a scripture that God would direct me to. Sometimes it would be an instruction that I would literally write down. And I wrote down what God directed me to every single day for over 3 years without missing a day, without missing one day. And I was healed as a result of sitting in God's presence from a place of deep, dark depression and suicidal thoughts and not feeling like I would be able to make it, to a place where I am flourishing and I am thriving. And whereas there might be challenges around me, my perspective has shifted and I'm able to see these things clearly and understand what my role is and what God's role is, which is a challenge. So how do we do that? I prescribe and teach in my community that we get up early in the morning because while you could pray at any time, there's just a lot of instances in the Bible where it says, early in the morning, I sought your presence. Early in the morning, I sought God's presence. It's repeated over and over, particularly in Psalms. I don't think anything in the Bible is there by accident. I think the Bible is the intentional and true word of God, and that every word of it is accurate. So that being the case, I want to do what's most right, not kind of right. Not partially right or what I think is a good idea plus what's right. I just want to do what God says is right. And so I'm not trying to add to God. I'm not Jesus Jr., right? You know, God didn't tell me I needed to go and do something more to add to what Jesus did. Jesus did a complete work on the cross. When he died, he said, it is finished. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else for him to do. All right. So understanding that we get up in the morning, we sit in God's presence before the thoughts start happening, before the kids come in and need your help, before the spouse rolls over in the bed, before the phone starts ringing, you build in time at the beginning of your day to go to a quiet place. For me, that was my closet for a long time. And then I upgraded and I had a whole room, you know, where that's where I would go in the house. And I would sit there and what I teach women to do is just have your Bible, have something to write with, because God is going to give you some direction, some kind of way. He's going to talk to you about it. You'll remember something. You'll hear a word. You'll see a scripture. Something is going to happen. And we know that it's going to happen because the Bible tells us it will. He said in his word, God said, if you seek me, I'm going to come. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be there. He says specifically for us to seek his face and not his hand. So when women start doing that, because it sounds too simple, a lot of people just don't believe that that could happen. They don't believe
it. What does that mean? Can you elaborate on that? What does that mean? What? Seek his face and not his hand.
It means, God, what is it that you want for me to do today? Not, oh God, everything is happening in my life that's so horrible. Come save me. Come do this for me. That, you know, we may have prayers that are on the verge of catastrophe, but a lot of times, a lot of people who are believers don't seek God until they have an emergency. And God wants a relationship with us. He loves us. He wants us to be in communion with him, in communication with him. God calls us his friend. So if God calls us his friend, what do friends do? They have conversation. They spend time together. And if you look in the Bible at those who spent time with God, there are some who walked with God, it says in the word, and were taken right up into heaven, didn't even die because of the fact that their walk with God was so intertwined in their daily life. I'm not saying that that could happen now. You know, that's up to God. But what I'm saying is that God values relationship. And so you've got to move out of this place of only talking to God when you have an emergency and prioritizing God, just like you might prioritize your tithe. We tithe a tenth of our time. not just a tenth of our money. We tithe the tenth of our money as well, our income. But I believe that you should tithe the tenth of your day. I think you should tithe that first part, because I give my first part of my income to God, not the last part. And God honors that. He honors that sacrifice. It all belongs to Him anyway. But when you think that something is valuable, your actions reflect that. And if you think it's not valuable, your actions reflect that as well. So it's my intention that I make the statement to God in the morning that you are more important than Instagram. I shouldn't go to my phone first thing in the morning, go to Instagram. I'm saying that Instagram is the most important thing to me to start my day with. Yeah. I don't know about you, but Instagram is not going to help me. You know, Instagram is not going to save me. Instagram is not going to be my peace. Instagram is not going to be my shelter. Instagram is not going to be my Most High, my Emmanuel, my provider, my Jehovah Jireh. Instagram can't do that for me, but God can. And so I want to be in relationship with God. So that means my actions need to align with the words that I'm saying.
Yeah. Is that why you started the morning miracle meditation? Going back to that 10th, that first 10th, and that morning, the magical hour.
Yeah. It's a morning miracle meditation. It's twice a month in my MHD Society, which is my private group carved out of the larger Facebook group that we have. It's when we come together and I lead the process of hearing from God. So we sit in silence. We sit in prayer together. And then we ask God, what is it that you want me to know? And then we share what we received from God in that silent time where we are intentionally focused on His presence and intentionally making everything else in our lives secondary to the priority of seeking God first.
Yeah. I honor the morning hour. I honor that meditation piece of it. There's something that says prayer is you talking to God, as you mentioned, and meditation is listening, because you're all living in silence and you can hear what is being said. So I totally understand. So now I must ask, how do you get up, dress up, and show up so that you can be available for your family, your community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that it's necessarily easy, but I think you build in ease and you learn as a woman how to manage your life. There is no such thing as balance. That's my personal philosophy. Each person is entitled to their own opinion. I think that there's a constant rebalancing, a constant reprioritization that we have. And so I build in resources, I build in help. For instance, with Manifestor Daily, I have a team of over 25 women who serve in different capacities in different places in the community, because I host Renew retreats, which are opportunities for us to come together in person. And it's a life-changing love encounter with God. In fact, we have our Renew retreat and conference 2024 in October of 2024 in Atlanta. Super excited about that. Almost sold out. So women are going to be able to come together and experience live love encounters with God. I have a team of 14 of my 25 helping me with the production of that event. We also do weekend experiences. I have an affirmations podcast called I Am Beautiful, Wild Free that's available on all platforms where podcasts are listed. And that's a way that you can practice Romans 12 and 2. Of course, Romans 12 and 2 actually says that we are to be renewed, right? That we aren't to conform, but that we are to renew our minds. That's the foundational scripture of this community. And so that affirmations podcast helps you to listen. There's scripture woven in. So you're listening to the word of God along with the positive statements that put you on the right trajectory going into the right direction. So there's I am peaceful, I am beautiful and blessed. There's an episode called I am trusting God fully, I am healthy and successful. So you can kind of go to the area that you need to work on, and it's available on YouTube and all platforms. I also have a teaching podcast called the Manifestor Daily Podcast, where women can come and just get, you know, that viewpoint and that perspective around the mindset that you need to cultivate in order to walk in a way that helps you to prioritize God, but also be the light and the woman that you want to be, to show up the way that God has positioned you to show up, full of purpose, full of life, full of love, full of an awareness of Him on a day-to-day basis. So those are just some of the resources that I've created. Yeah. You mentioned the YouVersion Bible app plans. We now are at over 220,000 people who have subscribed to one of my 6 YouVersion Bible app plans. So there's just a lot of different resources that I create for the community, for anyone who's interested in being able to cultivate the mindset that leads you into a life that fulfills the desires of your heart that God placed there.
And it's important. That work is important to be renewed by the transformation of your mind. That is key. And that's how you go about it. But more specifically, let's talk about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up? What's your morning routine like?
So I typically am up around 5:30, and I will pull out my mat and sit on the floor because that's just where I'm comfortable. And I also guarantee you that I don't fall back asleep trying to do a morning meditation according to Joshua 1:8 in the bed. So I'll sit on the floor. I have my Bible and I have my iPad, because sometimes the words that I hear from God come so quickly, it's faster than I can write with an ink pen and a journal. So I type what God is telling me in that moment. And I will ask God, the first thing that I will say is, "Good morning, Holy Spirit," because I know that the Holy Spirit has been with me all night. And I'll ask God, "What is it that you want me to know today?" Sometimes I'll hear a song or be led to look up a song. Sometimes it'll be one word. Sometimes it's a statement or a paragraph, and God will tell me, you know, "Here's what I want for you to think on. Here's what you need to know of." And sometimes that time is 10 minutes and sometimes it's 30 minutes. Sometimes it's an hour. This depends on the day and what it is that I'm dealing with. And I try to set my mind on that for that day, because the Bible says that He'll give us our daily bread. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. So what He gives me for today is enough for today. So I set my mind on those things. Fortunately, my children are old enough now where they can get up. I've taught them how to cook. You know, I've taught them how to do what they need to do. So I'll check on my kids. I'll go do a workout. I'll take them to school. And then I get to work for the day. So that's literally what it looks like every day.
Yeah. And working out, I know there's affirmation, there's meditation, and there about the physical piece of it, because I know that gives energy, that keeps you long-term, longevity.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think working out is just necessary just to be a good steward. I want to be a good steward of everything God's given me, including my body, which is not my own. The Bible says that we were bought with a price, that we are not our own. So I believe that we'll give an account for how we stewarded everything that God has given us, everything that we own, everything that we possess, and even the things that He's given us that He owns that we're just supposed to steward. And one of those things is our body. So whether that's stretching every morning, whether it's like a walk around the neighborhood, it doesn't have to cost money, but you know, I think that, you know, for me at least, it's helped me to feel better every single day and given me more energy. I always know when I'm lacking energy that maybe I wasn't doing my workout as consistently or maybe as hard as I needed to in order to just activate the energy that I know that I can have when I have good, consistent workouts.
Yeah, it helps tremendously. And you do feel the difference immediately when you don't do it. You're not as productive. You don't show up the same.
That's right.
Temper might be shorter than usual. Yep. But that's the beauty of showing up and having a morning routine it's not just the physical, it's really preparing the mind and the body
that's right.
to show up so you could be your best self. That's quite powerful. Tell us, Erin, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
Yeah, so manifestherdaily.com is the home for everything. Also Instagram at manifestherdaily. And I'm also at BWFwoman on Instagram. So any of those ways are great. If you're looking up a YouVersion Bible app plan, you can just search BWFwoman on YouVersion and you'll find all 6 of my Bible app plans. And then if you love Facebook and you're on Facebook, you can search for our Manifestor Daily Facebook group and join there as well.
And then the podcast. Not I forget the
two and then the podcast, right? At Manifestor Daily on YouTube will take you to both the podcasts as well.
Erin, it's been such a joy and pleasure having you. Woman that is divinely guided. It's been nice hearing your story, where you come from and your triumph. It really is inspiring and motivating. Before I let you go, we love quotes, and I would love to hear one of your favorite quote or Bible verse.
Absolutely. I have to say, there's so many good Bible verses. I think that we would have to rely on Romans 12:2, because Romans 12:2 is the foundational scripture of this community. And so Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to the image of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And so when we look at that verse, it really gives you all the instruction that you need.
Yeah, and you hit it right on the nail, because that is one of our topics. One of our hitting it home is the work that we do is renewing the mind, getting rid of these ants, these automated negative thoughts or the trauma that holds us down. And kind of, as you said, put God in the center, Jesus-centered life. And you are an epitome of that. And I thank you so much for coming on and sharing your insight and story with us. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. It's been my honor.
Perfect.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.